it right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Well, much better late than never. Want to welcome everybody to the program. 27 minutes late, internet, computer, you name it, it has gone really bad. Here in the Orlando Convention Center for the PGA Golf Show. 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, live in Vegas for the CES. Next week, live in Atlanta for the Super Bowl. But in Orlando, basically our backyard, we're going to talk a little bit of golf. We're going to talk about some really cool stuff. And we're going to kind of blow the show away from the very beginning. Normally, yeah. I like to save the coolest thing we found to the end.
You do.
But I have a feeling that our first guest could stay with us for the next hour and 32 minutes.
We got a lot to talk about.
With him. Let's welcome from Aftershots. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
You like how professional I was, and I didn't even attempt to say your last name.
Yeah, that's good.
Go ahead. How do you say it?
It's Morsiglia.
Morsiglia. That's not too. That's not off.
Sounds like an MMA name. I can never pronounce the MMA one.
How about this? It sounds like a pizza owner's name.
Oh, it does.
And I know we're going to get there, you know, in a little bit. So we're walking around. Let's be all right. I got to be honest with you. You know, I only tell the truth. I know about you because you put on the free media breakfast today.
Yeah.
So that's how we knew who you were for the very
beginning. Slinging those breakfast sandwiches.
Exactly.
Randy always follows the food. Always.
True story. And we're going to get to a lot of things. I have a feeling you're going to be here a while.
Oh, yeah.
True story. I met my wife in Boston when I was in the military. She was in nursing school. She offered to feed me lunch. That's how we met. She was at nursing school, and she's like, yeah, I have an extra ticket. Does anybody want to go
meal
eat?
Meal ticket?
Yeah, it was a meal ticket. And we talked marriage 2 weeks later, so, you know, all is definitely good. All right, from the beginning, tell us a little bit about Aftershots.
Hey, well, check it out. I'm with Aftershots. My name is Nick Morsiglia, like we already stated, but I am the event manager. I make sure we're, no matter where we are, whether that's we were at CES as well, we're here at the convention center here in Orlando. We're always hopping all over, but I am with Aftershocks, and Aftershocks are bone conduction headphones. Now, essentially, Aftershocks do not use your eardrums, and they do not have speakers in them.
So, you know, we do a lot of headphones. We have some other sponsors and stuff, and we're always talking over ear, in ear, behind ear.
Yeah.
So this is none of the three.
None of the three. These are open ear, and the whole idea behind Aftershocks is situational awareness. No matter what you're doing, whether you're just doing stuff around the house, to you're putting the work in at the gym, to you're running a marathon, and very soon, so you're swimming in the pool, you're always aware of what's going on.
And that blew me away. And we're going to get to that, you know, in a little bit.
Yeah.
I can't even comprehend it. Now, Matt, you put a pair on.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nick and I were talking when we were in their booth, and yes, we couldn't hear his music at all. Could you hear the music? Could you hear us talking?
Loud and clear. It was good because I didn't have to hear your voice. So. I wish I had them on now.
I just keep talking. God, say something. Just say anything.
Yeah, exactly. I turned you off.
We're already done with you. You came up with this idea. How long did it take to put this together?
Well, Aftershocks has been around since 2011. Originally, the technology was for the Chinese military. So they were able to communicate with one another, but yet still be aware of their surroundings and everything going on around them. Our CEO, Ken Chen, actually took this concept and said, how do we push it further? How do we make the consumer version? Because this is technology that the average person should have access to be able to still be aware of your surroundings, everything around you, and still be able to listen to music.
How distracting, and I don't know if that's the right word, but, you know, Matt has the headphones on.
Yeah.
He's trying to listen to the music, but he hears us talking. He doesn't want to hear us talking, but he still hears us talking. So how distracting are the two? Are you able to separate the two?
Oh, yeah, you're definitely able to separate the two. It's not this constant battle as people that have not tried them yet usually think. But I say to people, usually when you're out on a run and you're wearing Aftershocks, it's like I said, it's not this constant battle. Once you get your pace going, you're focused on your breath, you listen to a couple songs, it's just you and the music. You're not worried about anything. But then you hear the car coming, and you're able to be aware of everything around you. But it is not this constant battle. It depends on how, what you're focusing on. If you're focusing on the conversation, we could talk like I have no headphones on at all. Turn on the music.
Who was killed on a train track because he had his headphones on. This wouldn't happen with your product.
Yeah, we actually do work with a charity called One Ear Out because unfortunately that does happen more often than you would think. And it's a charity that puts awareness towards things like that. We are a proud sponsor of them. We provide them with headphones. It's called One Ear Out. And yeah, that happens. That actually happens all the time.
Okay, and I know we're going to do some giveaways, and we're going to start some things up this week, next week at the Super Bowl, and moving forward. Briefly, because it's not out yet.
Yeah.
I don't get this. Who's the guy that's on Celebrity Big Brother? Lockney. So he can take a pair of these and swim in the Big Brother house, swim to get ready for the Olympics.
Well, this model
when they
here,
come out, no, I'm saying when the water one comes out the side.
They're called the cross trainers. Yeah, that's our first ever.
This is blowing my mind.
Yeah, completely waterproof bone conduction headphones. We are not the first ever to do water bone conduction headphones, but we have over 200 patents within the design. So we consider our other competitors other sport headphones, but in the bone conduction space, nobody does it like Aftershocks.
Okay, so Nick, what is out right now so I know where I need to go? And what is coming out this summer? Because I saw some other stuff in your booth.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, I go by the saying, if you can't operate, decorate. and what Matt had on earlier is decorate.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, out on the market right now is, and the viewers can't, they can just hear me, but I have the Trex Air models in front of me. The Trex Air model, you can get them at Best Buy, Brookstone stores, In Motion at the airport, Target, of course, on Aftershocks.com. Definitely check them out there first. And this model retails for $150. Full titanium metal headphone, really, really comfortable. They are IP55 rated, so you could, any amount of sweat or rain, you'd be just fine, but you cannot submerge them. That's always been an issue with us. We were talking about it briefly before the show, triathletes and getting in the pool. Now, coming in this year, 2019, it's all about innovation. We're doing our first ever bone conduction sunglasses as well, and they're called the Revs. And those have interchangeable lenses. They're actually sunglasses. They bend in, and the transducers, unlike previous Aftershocks models that have sat in front, the Aftershocks will actually sit and bend in the back, and they'll vibrate the back of your ears instead. So this is ideal. That's why we're at the golf show here, showing off that you can still hear contact with the ball, you can still hear everything around you, and they have the sunglasses built in for them.
All right, we talked briefly before the show,
and
I basically said, I don't tell you what I'm gonna ask, because I don't know. I don't know the answer to this, and I don't know where direction we're going to go with this. A lot of times when you put earphones in, you know, over, in, behind, whatever, you're worried about your eardrums. You're worried about how loud you're playing it and possibly, you know, damage. Yay, nay, this is better, this is the same. Where are we?
More than any other question, that's probably the number one question that we receive, and it's what we tell people is that we do not currently have the medical research to say Aftershocks are so much safer for you. Go for these over traditional headphones because you don't have to worry about damaging your eardrums. Think of it this way. If I'm listening to my favorite song on max volume on traditional headphones, and then I'm listening on max volume on my Aftershocks, my favorite song, my...
What is your favorite
song? Do I have a favorite song? Hey, Stevie Wonder, anything Stevie. Okay. We met him at CES.
I heard he reffed the Saints game over the weekend.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I thought he was... but they're not. Your head is still absorbing that decibel of sound, right? So it's not so much safer, but they are naturally more sanitary because they're not in your ears. And of course, you're aware of everything around you. But in the sound aspect, we still say be aware of how loud you're listening to your headphones because your head is still absorbing that sound. So they are safer in certain aspects, but not across the board. You don't have to worry about damaging your hearing system in your head.
So turning it up to 1,000 is still bad.
And that's the thing that people think. It's not necessarily just the volume. It's how long you're doing that for, especially with the Aftershocks. You put them on max volume or any headphone, really, and it's the amount of time that you're absorbing.
Matt, the sample that you put on in the booth, because we were so busy talking, I didn't even think about putting it on. comfortable? Was it different? How different was it? You know, talk to me a little bit about that.
It's amazing. It's lightweight. It's comfortable. It fits behind the ear. And, you know, I'm a guy that, well, I've been in the gym for a long period of time. The in-the-ear earbuds that actually hurt my ears. Like, yeah. I get sore.
Well, and again, it doesn't even have to be in the gym when I'm on the plane flying around.
Sure.
I like the inner over the overs and stuff, but enough is enough already. So this is a little different.
Yeah, this is amazing. It's an amazing product. The quality of the sound is awesome.
You'll be able to wear these when you're slinging pizzas.
You know what? It's actually great because cooking is so much about timing. So you get lost in your own zone. You just want to kind of get in the groove. And then, but you still need to be able to hear orders like, hey, someone forgot a salad or somebody forgot this or needs to add that. So you can still make corrections and still listen to your music and like get in the zone.
When you're at either tour one or tour duh, as I like to say, do you make the employees say, yes, chef, back to you? Well, you are that guy. I just don't know if you make them do it.
I'm not professional. I mean, I have a collared shirt on today. But.
Now, did I overhear something about this is intriguing to you, or you've had some pizza thoughts in the background than how we'd like to eat it?
Oh, yeah. And I'm not just saying this. Me and my friend, John, we've always talked about, let's open up a pizza shop. It's all, and I've always thought you could just do a couple things really, really well. People will come. You don't have to worry about the same. You don't need a, you know, 6, 7, 8-page menu. Do a couple things right, and hey, who doesn't like pizza? It's traditional. It's that nostalgia value to pizza, and it's something that I've always been interested in.
All right, we still have a lot of sports stuff to get to. We haven't talked about the record-breaking event that just happened in MLB. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about the Saints game, the Patriots, all that kind of stuff. But think quick. Bang, first pizza question you want to ask Matt.
I want to ask you, what is the best advice you could give me about just starting off in the beginning? What's step one?
Step one is...
In a pizza business or just a business in general?
Just a pizza business. Something.
Step one, you got to get your product out and test it. You got to either go to...
I volunteer.
A kitchen. You got to either produce it in like a kitchen or have a friend that has a restaurant. So that's why I'll roll out the red carpet. If you want to come down to Florida, use my kitchen as a test market, try your recipes, try your baking, get the product, and we'll dish it out and let people get feedback, and we'll do it for free. And then before you take an investment out, they'll know if your product will sustain the money.
What's more important, Matt? The product, the love and passion, you know, for it? Because again, and you've stated, you know, one day there's passion, the next day there's not. You know, what does he need more?
So, you know, just like Seinfeld, right? The suit Nazi, right? I mean, we're here with your friend, John.
Was suit Nazi on Seinfeld? I thought that was David Letterman.
I think it started on Letterman. But your friend,
Mr. Peterman, that'd be John O'Hurley, who was here at the PTA.
That we saw today. Yeah. You know, it's the same mantra, right? If you have the best product in town, you can treat people so poorly, they'll still line up and take the abuse because they can't get that flavor and that product anywhere else.
Yeah.
But if you have average food, but you have a killer personality, you treat people like gold, you roll on the red carpet, they'll come support you, even though your product isn't the best. Mm-hmm. And at my restaurant, I try to marry those two philosophies into one.
So which are you good at?
I'm great at being the supermaster. but I try to treat people like kings and queens. I roll the red carpet. I give from the heart. I put my passion behind the product. And, you know, it gives me the ability to, where we do make mistakes, I'll still come back and do it.
Oh, yeah. And the passion will show. People will see that very early on.
All about relationships. It's like anything in this booth, anywhere here, it's all about the relationship.
And that's the case in anything, whether you're talking radio, whether you're talking, you know.
Socks, doing anything.
I'm a big sock guy. You know, it's got my special socks. All right, next pizza question for you.
Well, we were just talking before we got on the air, we were just talking about you were talking about you only do a couple sandwiches, but it's focused on the pizza. Is that what you were
saying? Yeah, because you got to keep it simple. Yeah, I think people copy it. They have a huge menu. You have a lot of waste. You have a lot of products on hand. Doesn't get rotated. You have waste. And then if your cooks are too spread out, where they have too many different items to prepare at one time and the timing's off, you know, keep it simple. If you do one thing, you do it better than everybody else. Dominate your 1 mile radius and just own that.
You don't want too many SKUs.
You don't want too
like
many
that,
SKUs. Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
from Shark Tank. All right.
Yeah.
Am I like hearing a possible tour de pizza free?
Let's do it. Let's do it. I mean, what better connection than Aftershocks, the brand? Right? I mean, Chase Elliott, right? He has a hot box microwave in his NASCAR. Mm. driving around listening to air shocks so you can listen to all the instructions from the command?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I told somebody that once.
I told him that. You asked.
I did say this. Somebody asked me about, what does a driver do if they get hungry? I said, well, there's a little microwave in these NASCARs. And they throw.
No way.
I did. I told him that. And yeah, there really is. And they throw in the
Hot Pockets. I was thinking of Pop-Tart.
Yeah, either or. And I somebody goes, really? I go, yeah, it's a driving 280. They're going to reach over there and make them a Hot Pocket.
So I asked Chase Elliott about it. Eric Johnson, athlete, sponsored athlete. And I asked him about it. I said, my boss told me about the microwave in the car. Is that true? And he said, no. Actually, but it's hot enough inside the car, you could probably cook a Hot Pocket.
One more quick pizza question I wanted to ask you. We were sitting right across from this coffee shop here, and they just had a constant line, but it is a convention center, so they only get that amount of business on, you know, special events such as such a large event as PGA. But in terms of location, we were talking about how important that was.
Well, I think if you're going to do like a pizza by the slice, you know, you got to have high foot traffic. You're going to be in a shopping center, an airport, a mall, you know, but if you're going to be a family sit-down restaurant, you know, location is key, but at the end of the day, you're a consumer. If you know that somebody has a great product, you'll find a way. If they don't have a parking lot, you'll walk. If it floods, you'll take a canoe. You know, if you really crave that food from that place, you're going to find a way, right? So I wouldn't worry so much about location as much as I worry about product, brand, and relationship.
Well, I want to get back to Aftershocks for a second. You know, you're here at the PGA Golf Show. But I want to stress, and that's kind of how you and I first started talking, this isn't just for golf. This isn't necessarily just a golf product. You know, this is a product for every day. This is for mowing the yard. You know, this is for being in the gym, making a pizza with Knucklehead over there. We like to call him, passionately McDummy. You know, so really, this product and all of your products can be used anywhere, you know, golf-related, home-related.
Oh, yeah. Only our second time doing the PGA Show, but we've been received so well because, hey, these professionals see that although our specialty is running, is cycling, that they can be used in so many different use cases. You hear your connection with the ball. You can just hear so many different things. And like you said, mowing the yard, I'm doing stuff around the house, drives and everyone else is sleeping in the car. There's so many use cases. And think about it, to be able to enjoy your own personal audio as well as still be connected to everything around you.
And let's be honest, golf is a stuffy sport. I mean, is that basically until Happy Gilmore came along?
Exactly, yeah. It's a very tight demographic. Yeah.
Kind of open that up.
Well, really, you know, my boy Tiger, Steve Monroe, I don't know if you're familiar with him, and I got to hook you up with him. I believe he's the 2008 World Long Drive Champion. They call him the Predator. He has these ridiculous dreads and gold teeth. And, you know, and that's not golf. That's not PGA.
Yeah.
Well, I've played in a lot of tournaments with John O'Hurley, you know, and with some people where I want to hear music. I want to be out there and have a good time, but it's kind of stuffy and you're not allowed. Well, you can now do that.
Oh, yeah, and especially in golf. But now that the new younger generation is coming in, almost every person we talk to says, all the young guys are trying to listen to music while they're playing. All the young guys are trying to do this while they're practicing for this track meet or cross country. It's the next generation. People want that convenience of being able to enjoy that kind of audio, podcast, music, even make phone calls. Yeah.
I think that was the biggest surprise for me being out here at the Expo for the first time. I see these golfers are now athletes. I see so many guys like that are bigger.
Except stronger. For the guy you just ran into not too long ago.
Which one?
I'm not saying his name. I'm not saying his name.
Smaller important person than you see him on TV.
Exactly. That guy. But you know, I think Tiger Woods and these guys kind of changed that sport. You know, they started adding weight training and size and power and strength to the game of finesse. And so these are applicable in all applications on and off the court.
Do you follow other sports? Are you into other sports?
No, I'm not much of a sports guy, no. But it's just not something that I initially grew up with. But hey, being in this industry, I'm most familiar with running. With just marathons and things like that, mostly.
Yep. Well, feel free to pop in if you want continue to talk, but we need to talk about it. And I'm going to let you decide, Matt. Are we going to talk what happened football over the weekend?
Okay.
What happened baseball just a day or two ago?
Okay.
We could talk some the Buccaneer stuff, okay. And I believe the big fight that's coming up on Saturday. You start.
I think obviously the Mariano Rivera. The unanimous 100% induction.
What took so long? That's my thing. Unanimous. Well, you know, and people have done this out on the Book of Face and on the Twitter world and whatever. I mean, I can tell you 30 people, 30 Hall of Famers that should have been unanimous.
Sure.
How was Emmett Smith not unanimous? How was Barry Sanders not unanimous? How was Warren Sapp not unanimous? It's awesome that Rivera finally broke that barrier. And it's not him. It's some of the knucklehead media
right.
that refuse to allow somebody to be unanimous. If they deserve it, they should be unanimous. And I've said all along, and I've put it on my response to somebody on Twitter, I still believe if you're not in after 3 years, after their eighth, how can somebody go in after their eighth or ninth year of eligibility? Their stats didn't get any better, right? It just means that the competition has gotten easier for you to get in. And to me, that's the Hall of pretty good. Yeah, absolutely.
100%. I mean, never been done before.
And like I said, big ups to him. I just don't know what took so long. I mean, give me a sport and we can. How does Richard Petty not unanimous in the NASCAR Hall of Fame?
Right, right.
You know, how is Arnold Palmer not unanimous? Jack Nicholson. Or Jack Nicholas, either one. They're both great golfers. The tennis. You know, how was, you know, I don't know, Jimmy Connors, Bjorn Borg, Martina Navratilova. How are none of these athletes who are 100%, they should have been. How are they not?
I was just going to say politics like anything, no? Beyond sports, it's the politics of that, that even though it's very obvious that it should be, think about it. It's just, who's pulling the strings?
But as far as the closer shut down in the game, it was lights out when Mariano took them out. I don't know what his nickname was, but I thought it was like Hammer of God.
No, it was like Sandman, and he came out to something, Sandman, whatever that is.
I think it should be Hammer of God, because they're like when he came out, the game was over. It was it.
Is he from the city of God? All right, this weekend, how much time we got? We got 10 minutes that we can talk about football over the weekend.
Yeah.
I went to a restaurant last night. I left my dad at the hospital, and you know, we went to get something to eat.
Right.
And this guy was talking, and my head was ready to explode. And my wife kept telling me, just sit there and let it go. He was talking about how fixed the games were.
Okay.
How the NFL made sure that the larger markets got into the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Do you believe that at all? Am I naive? Am I that naive?
Yeah. I mean, I think there have been easier storyline with Drew Brees being 40, and Tom Brady being 41, and both of them being, you know, iconic football quarterbacks going head to head. So I think that storyline is as good as the Rams that have no experience. They're all young. They're strictly on athleticism. And a new coach, the youngest coach in history to be on the Super Bowl against the veterans. I think last that I saw with the Chiefs, like the Patriots combined had 136 playoff appearances or something. And the Chiefs had zero.
I cannot take any credit for this. This all goes to Sean KO Radio, who is the co-host of the show. He can't find a parking spot. He's still looking. That Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs were so excited to play in the KFC Championship. Yeah, he didn't think it was the AFC Championship because after what the dinner was for Clemson, that he thought if we won, we could have the KFC Championship and get that at the White House. So Andy, you know, was pretty excited.
I mean, I know you've been in MMA a long time. UFC and tap out shirts, and you were a legit fighter. Now most of the guys that were tap out look like they should be representing KFC, not the UFC.
I have gone up to people, you know, in years past, probably 5-6 years ago at the mall, and they're wearing a tap out shirt. And tap out, I don't know how familiar you are with tap out. Masked Charles Lewis, may he rest in peace, one of the owners, punk ass. And Scrape was third of the three, but Scrape was the friend that was always there. You know, tap out was ours. Tap out was, you know, it was an underground. It was just the MMA. It wasn't worn by tools and that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, it started to get into the discount shops. And then when it was sold, and then it started to show up in Walmarts, you know, and stuff. It was killing us because of what it meant. And I would go up to people just trying to start a conversation. You know, you just walk up to a stranger, and they look at you already bad. I'm like, oh, tap out, cool. What's your favorite fighter? Huh? What do you mean? What do you mean, what do I mean? You're wearing Tap Out.
He's like, I'm just fighting diabetes right now.
Exactly.
Is there an engineer around?
No, there's not. This is like my favorite thing ever.
The train already took off.
That's not nice. We're talking MMA, and you're talking about trains.
Well, the guy says I'm an engineer here. The train already left the station.
So anyway.
That's a live show.
You are the security.
Where's Steve Monroe when we need him? Like, he could be the Walmart greeter. Just like that guy.
He's coming tomorrow.
He's
definitely coming up here tomorrow. So, all right, let's start with the first game, the New Orleans Saints and the Rams. And I'm going back and forth on this because, yes, the play was awful. They've already admitted it was awful.
Do you like the idea that the commissioner could, by law, go back in and change the outcome of the game, reset it from that point of the play, and make them play again on a different day to decide the outcome?
You can protest baseball games. In the middle of the game, you can protest, you finish the game, and then when it goes to the higher, you know, they come back to the protest. Now, I don't know if you can do that in the playoffs. I don't know if you can do that in the World Series. But they need to do something because it's ridiculous that legacies were affected by what, good and bad, legacies for the Rams. If the Rams go on and win this, you know, what's it going to do to Sue and all these other, you know, big-name players or the guys that are going to step up? You know, like Dexter Jackson did in the Super Bowl for the Bucks. But the legacy that it's going to hurt of Drew Brees. You know, now he'll probably retire with one and not two.
Under the same theory, in the Dillashaw fight, you know, could White go and reverse the judge's stoppage of the fight early? Because Dillashaw claims he didn't get beat, that Cejudo did not beat him. Like, you know.
And I tweeted, I basically tweeted the same thing, that according to Dillashaw, the Saints didn't lose either.
But should these commissioners have that ability with technology, with the instant replay? Should they not just go and make it right? Like, regardless of whether, like, you can't pick up a flag that wasn't thrown, or you can't call penalty if there wasn't a flag thrown, like, can't there be something,
at
this stage of the game?
I believe in Canada, you can, you know, throw the flag against an instant or against a pass interference. Now, there was three penalties on that play.
Okay.
I don't know if either one of you guys are aware.
Nothing.
It was pass interference. It was helmet-to-helmet contact.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right, and there was a third.
And I'm looking at the ball.
But that's part of the part of the pass interference. And it definitely was pass interference.
Sure.
And the defensive player has admitted, that's all I could do.
Yeah.
I had to do that. And because the referees blew it, the Rams were like, yep, cool, great. And it was a great play. It's like stopping a breakaway. A guy has a breakaway. You destroy him, right?
Sure.
Now he's going to go to the line for two and the ball and all that kind of stuff. But something needs to be done where New York is watching this. Now, my question to you is, I hate where it's just going to be in the last 2 minutes, because that same play could have affected 3 minutes into the game,
sure,
as well as a minute and a half left in the game.
Yeah, I think with technology and evolution, we gotta have a better set of rules to govern these sports. There's too much at stake. Like, you know, Dan Marino was a second-year quarterback in the Super Bowl and made it back. You know, like, I mean, you never know. These young players, they may never get an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. And the Saints were robbed. Some of those players, they never get that experience in their life. And you know, some people treat going to the Super Bowl just as good as winning.
Yes and no.
I mean, Tom Brady, where you just get bored by it. You're like, I got it nine times.
It's obviously, it's better to lose in the Super Bowl because that means you still get a ring. You aware of that?
I do.
Oh, absolutely. You still get a ring.
Okay.
You get a championship ring. So whoever loses the Super Bowl next week in Atlanta, which team do you think is going to win?
Got to go with the Pats.
Okay. So if the Pats win, then the Rams will get an NFC championship ring.
Okay.
You know, you're not going to give them a loser ring, so they're going to get the NFC championship. Well, it's a participation trophy. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, that's basically what it is. So we're going to do a participation giveaway.
Okay.
All you have to do to participate, you don't even have to get this right. All you have to do is register either on Twitter, on Facebook, Smokescreen, Rent the Goodyear Blimp, whatever. Who's going to win the title fight, the Bellator title fight in California this weekend? Will it be the Emperor, Fedor, or the guy going to be called the next champ, Ryan Bader? Well, I'm saying, you want to know what you're going to register to win?
I'm a bet it's air shot.
It is.
Yeah. Aftershocks.
Aftershocks.
Yeah, yeah.
And an air shock and an air horn and an 8-man strong hat.
That's
That's what we're going to give away. So to register, Twitter, Facebook, email, go to the website, knockoutradio.com. And all you got to do is say what you're registering for and who's going to win, Fedor or Bader, and how.
See, I just contradicted myself.
Shocking.
Well, because the same principle, like why the Patriots are going to win for the experience and the knowledge and history. You know, Fedor got all that, but I think Bader is younger, more athletic. I think
Ryan is more experienced now, you know, than in the past, you know, when he's had a couple of fights and he's taking it to him too soon. Fedor early, Bader late. I'm hoping, Ryan, and I don't root often. You an MMA guy at all?
No.
What do we got to do to get you interested in MMA?
No. Hey, I'm never in open conversations like these about it. So, I mean, I'm already interested in it. I'm listening. I listen to podcasts, and they're talking about things like that all the time. So.
Love to have Nick and Matt Hamill, you know, do some grappling.
Hey, let's go. Yeah. Is he here? Was it that guy that was here earlier?
Oh, I don't know what that
guy is. That guy's a super fan. He's like a
groupie. Right. We talk about my pet peeves a lot. Okay, I have a lot of pet peeves.
It's like a therapy show.
It is.
We just talk about Randy's issues every week.
Yeah. We mix sports in after my therapy session is over. It's one thing if you know, just Joe Public walks up in the middle of a radio show and starts asking questions.
Where's the engineer?
I'm going to assume the guy that's now come here twice to say he's going to be on our show at 4:30, even though we're off at 4, he must have the next show, I'm assuming. So if he's doing radio, why would he come and interrupt us in the middle of the show? I guarantee more talent. Well,
we already have one.
And publicly, and you know, I give you a hard time, and well deserved, by the way. But after watching your stand up routine last week, what did I tweet you?
You did stand up?
Yeah, he did.
So I did my first stand up.
Good for you.
And here's what I sent him. I never thought I would hear myself say this. Stick to radio.
Oh, that's not fair. I mean, I have a golf joke. It's not like a husband and wife getting married.
This is FCC.
I know. But a husband and wife getting married, right? And so on the wedding day, the guy says, "You want to saw it, honey, but I never told you I'm going to have a golf course. I'm on the golf course
this
every
is not
single
good.
Day." And the wife's like, "Oh, since you're being honest, honey, you know what? I mean, you'd be honest with you as well." I'm like, "Okay." He's like, "That's okay. Just keep your head down and keep your left arm straight."
Not too bad.
I'll be here all night. Me and the engineer. That's my one fan.
It wasn't the greatest. All right, we have 30 seconds left before the top of the hour. Where can people get information? You know, where can they purchase this off? This
all right, guys, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Aftershock. That's AfterShokz. And we're always doing fun giveaways and discounts. Follow us on there. Check us out on aftershocks.com. Check us out Best Buy, Brookstone, Target. Go on our website, check out the Where to Buy page, but follow us on social, and you'll definitely see where we're going to be next. Big things planned for 2019, guys.
We're going to start doing a lot of things as well, and like I said, we're going to give a pair away. All you have to do to register, who wins, Fedor, Bader.
Darth Vader, maybe?
Well, that's what he goes by, you know, Darth Vader, because his name's Ryan Bader. So a whole lot of stuff still to get to. We got some football, baseball, basketball talk, all that when we come back. Coming to you live from
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.